This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's all about disability rights and support on Listen, Our Voices Count, with host Roger Marsden, next on Community Access Radio, Plains FM.
Hello, this is Listen, Our Voices Count with your host, Roger Marsden, Christchurch Community Radio Station FM, Plains FM 96.9 and Wellington's Access Radio. In the studio with me is Karim Barati. Number one question, Karim, introduce yourself and where does your name originate from?
Thank you, Roger, for inviting me here to speak. I'm Karim Barati and I'm deaf. My name is Arabic as I was born in Egypt to an English mother and Egyptian father. My parents met in London while my father was studying at London University. That's why I now live in New Zealand, because my father got a job working at Otago University as a professor of anatomy at the medical school.
Right. Question number two. Do you have any sisters or brothers, and are you married, Karim?
Yes, I have two sisters. I am the oldest. My middle sister is hearing, and the youngest is deaf. We all know sign language. I am married to Cherry, whose parents are both deaf, and that's how we met. Her father was my boss at one of my jobs.
Number three, why would I ask you to talk on a disability show?
I've worked in the disability sector for 24 years as an office administrator. At present, I'm in a group called the Enabling Good Lives Regional Leadership Group, and we are leading the system transformation of the disability support services to make the system more flexible for disabled people to lead independent lives. I use the services of sign language interpreters when I attend meetings, forums, and other events, which I'm very grateful for. I was also involved in deaf sports as a player and a coach and on many committees for 20 years. I played basketball and other sports. I was selected to play in the New Zealand men's volleyball team at the World Deaf Games that was held in Christchurch.
Next question. What is your education, Karim?
I was diagnosed as deaf at 8 years old, and I attended the Atlanta Speech School and Druid Hills High School in America until I was 16 years old. Then when my family moved to Dunedin in 1972, I went to King's High School. My only regret was that I never went with my deaf friend to a school for the deaf in America.
Our music break today is Rugby, Racing and Beer.
When I was just a little shaver, knee-high to a chair, the old man put me on his knee. How he drained his glass and he closed his eyes and he handed me some good advice on how to be a real Kiwi. He taught me how to pick the second leg and how to tap a brewery keg and said, "My boy, you needn't have a fear, because of your great parentage you've got a national heritage of rugby, racing and beer. Rugby, racing and beer. Rugby, racing and beer. Down under there, mad over them, rugby, racing and beer." My old Uncle Charlie went to see his doctor yesterday. Says he, "You gotta help me, Doc, and quick. I'm seeing footballs in my eyes, pink horses twice their normal size, and every Monday morning, oh, I get so sick." The doctor took one look at him and he said, "Now, Charlie, things are grim. Complacency is setting in, I fear. You'd better write that will tonight, as you've contracted Kiwi-itis with your rugby, racing and beer. Rugby, racing and beer. Rugby, racing and beer. Down under there, mad over them, rugby, racing and beer." One night when all the world was dead, I woke up startled in my bed. Somebody was creeping down the hall. Well, I ducked my head and I counted 10, but there it was, that noise again. A burglar must be paying us a call. I said, who's that? The voice said, me, Uncle Charlie. Want some tea? It's only my transistor you can hear. Oh, these evening races give me hell. I've got the night trots now as well as rugby racing and beer. Rugby racing and beer. Rugby racing and beer. Down under there, mad over them. Rugby racing and beer. Jimmy was a country boy, all very shy, very coy. You know the sort I mean, through and through. Well, at the local dance, he met this girl, and he thought he'd like to give this bird a burl. But where to start? Well, he hadn't got a clue. He parked the car, she looked at him, cuddled up and whispered, Jim, tell me those three words I want to hear. Well, he looked at her with some surprise and said with love light in his eyes, oh, rugby racing and beer. Rugby racing and beer. Rugby racing and beer. Down under there, mad over them. Rugby racing and rugby racing and rugby racing and beer. Rugby racing and beer.
Welcome back, Crim. Number five, I have known you for nearly 10 years now. Why in 2011 did we work closer to up to 2014 together?
You were on the Regional Executive Committee of the Disabled Persons Assembly, Clerkships and Districts, while I was working as the Office Administrator, and then you became my boss when you were elected President. On the 22nd of February 2011, when you were coming into the office to help me with the newsletter, Christchurch had a huge earthquake just as you arrived, and I met you outside on the roadside. Our office building was not safe to re-enter and was later demolished. We were both shocked at the damage around us, and it was suggested that we both go home and make sure our loved ones were safe. It was a terrible time, but life carried on, and we carried on working together from our homes to keep the DPA going until a year later when the office moved into a temporary building. The DPA, which is the Disabled Person Assembly, for those that don't know what DPA is, we have the DPA now have a permanent office at the Christchurch Community House on 301 Turin Street.
Question number six. In 2013, you went to the USA. Why?
Well, I attended the Atlanta Speech School's 75th anniversary reunion with my wife and deaf sister, Nadia, who went to the same school too. It was really great meeting up with old schoolmates and teachers. When we were shown around the school, there were a lot more visual aids to use now, and sign language was taught, whereas in my day, it was forbidden. If you were caught signing, you had your hands covered with a sock and made to sit on your hands. At the reunion, when the speeches were made, a lot of the teachers and the principal apologized for doing that, a sign that times are changing for the better. After we left the state of Georgia, all three of us did some traveling around America and had a wonderful holiday.
What does your employment history look like, Crim?
I started working as a clerical cadet for the Inland Revenue Department after doing a polytech course. After 2 years, I went back to America and worked lots of temporary jobs for 2 years. When I came back to New Zealand, I became a New Zealand citizen because I felt more at home here than in America. I was then a payroll officer under different payroll organizations for the Ministry of Education, paying teaching and non-teaching staff for 10 years. I then started work in office administration for the Deaf Society of Canterbury and was there for 13 years. I applied and got the office admin job for DPA Christchurch District from 2007 to 2018. I was also selected as one of the Southern Kai Turituri for DPA in New Zealand.
Where in the world have you both been to, and where in the future?
I'm retired now and enjoying it very much. My wife and I are planning on going to Europe soon. My parents travelled overseas with us when we were young. and I have been to many places overseas, England, Ireland, Canada, Egypt, Holland, Singapore, Dubai, and Hawaii, to name a few. But my wife and I will do a bit more New Zealand exploring. I have relatives living in many parts of the world that we could head off to visit as well. But that's for another time.
We are friends now and our wives, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We are friends and our wives are too.
A big thank you, Karim. A big thank you to the show sponsors, Avanish and Douglas of Identity Tours, for having faith in the show. Also to Plains FM and Wellington Asset. Listen, our voices is out. Can be found on plainsfm.org.nz and Wellington Access Radio.
From Christchurch to the West Coast, from Hamner Springs to Akaroa, or Australia, Singapore, Dubai, Identity Tours can take you on a tour of a lifetime. Whether it's just you and a friendly guide, or a group of friends or family, we specialise in catering to your needs. We also offer personal assistance for people and groups with physical or intellectual challenges. Our vision is to promote independence and exciting social and inclusive activities in New Zealand and around the world. Ring 0800 196 633 to find out more, or visit our website, identitytours.co.nz.